Welcome to your mindful standing yoga meditation. This is a time for you to reconnect and tune into the sensations of your body. Our focus will be on our breath, our body, and how it responds to simple stretches. Although assuming the correct position is important, the emphasis here is on mindfulness of your body and your breathing. Regular practice will optimize your state of well-being and your health. It will strengthen your body, increase your flexibility, and improve your balance. Mindfully follow along as best you can, doing what is possible for you, not doing anything that you feel would be unwise to do at this time. Let your own awareness of your body override my instructions as to how long to hold a particular position we may be doing. It is also important to be aware of your own limits and practice dwelling at their boundary long enough to experience them, but it's equally as important not to go beyond them. We are practicing looking deeply at our own limits. By mindfully doing this work every day, you may soon notice your limits are changing and dissolving by themselves. The best effort involves patience, acceptance, and consistency. The finest results will be achieved by not striving for any particular outcome, not even relaxation. Simply follow the instructions as best you can, being fully aware of exactly how your body is feeling in each moment. Really notice what you're feeling as precisely as possible. If it seems wise to you not to assume a particular posture, then simply making yourself comfortable, closing your eyes, and visualizing or sensing yourself doing what I am describing in as much detail as possible. Remember to allow yourself to breathe fully and naturally and through the nose as much as possible. So, beginning with bare feet, in the posture that we call the standing mountain pose. Our feet are about a hip width distance apart. Our arms are to our sides. Our spine is straight. Shoulders are relaxed and dropped and back. Our head is resting squarely on our neck and shoulders. And if you'd like, just for the next couple minutes, let's just gently close our eyes. Or if you choose to open your eyes, just looking at a stationary spot on the floor. And as we stand here in this mountain pose, just dropping in to our breath, sensing how the belly expands with the in-breath and deflates with the out-breath. Also, perhaps noticing the very gentle swaying of your body in space. as we stand here, breathing. And then when you're ready, opening up your eyes and fanning your palms out and lifting your arms up towards the sky. Your palms are now facing each other and you're just lifting up as high as you can with your arms up towards the ceiling. You can be looking up between the palms and you're breathing. Stretching and noticing where you feel the stretch in your body right now. A few more seconds in this pose. And then when you're ready, turning your palms out, fanning your fingers out, and then slowly lowering your arms back to where they are alongside your side, and you're breathing. And then when you're ready, bringing your arms out to your side once more so that you're in the shape of a T. And then bending your wrists at 90 degree angles so your palms are facing the opposite ends of the room. And then when you're ready, just pushing out towards the opposite ends of the room with your palms. Noticing where you feel this particular stretch. Perhaps your biceps, your triceps, your shoulders. Where do you feel it in your body? Your breathing. And then when you're ready, bringing your arms back to neutral, your wrists to neutral, lowering your arms back to alongside your sides and noticing how your body feels as a result of having done that stretch. And now taking another deep breath in and bringing both hands up towards the sky, the palms are once again facing each other up in the air. And then kicking out the right hip and then lowering down the left arm. Your body is leaning towards the left. And looking up at that extended right hand. This is a standing side stretch. The arm is straight, the elbow is straight. And you're breathing. And then when you're ready, bringing up that left arm back up to meet the right. Both arms lifting up towards the ceiling. And now kicking out your left hip and dropping the right arm. And your body is leaning towards the right. And you're looking up at that very straight left hand. Where do you feel this in your body in this moment? and then straightening back up, both arms up, palms facing each other. And now turning the palms out, fanning out the fingers, and then slowly lowering the hands once more so they are alongside your body. Moving on to shoulder rolls now. So beginning by bringing our shoulder blades and our back close together. Our chest is expanded. And now lifting our shoulders up and then exhaling as we're rolling forward and down. And then inhaling when we're rolling back. Not engaging the muscles of the neck, just the shoulders. Going at your own pace of breathing. Shoulders roll back on an inhale. And then roll forward on the exhale. One more time around. And then coming back to neutral. Now we're going to go in the other direction. So bringing our shoulders back and up. And then on an inhale, letting them drop. And then rolling forward as you exhale. Once again, making sure that the muscles of the neck are not engaged in this movement, just the shoulders. A few more times. And then coming back to center. Moving on to neck rolls. And we will begin by placing our chin on our chest. And then rolling your head so that your left shoulder is close to your left ear. And now we will either be rolling towards the back, or if you have neck issues, you will be gently lifting your head back up to the neutral position, and then drop down right shoulder to right ear. And then rolling forward again on an exhale, chin to chest. Rolling left ear to left shoulder. And then either back or up on an inhale. So exhaling, rolling forward. Inhaling, rolling backward. Going at your own pace of breathing. Coming back to center. And now going in the other direction. So beginning once again with our chin on our chest. And then gently rolling to right shoulder, right ear. And not engaging the shoulders in this. And then either rolling backwards or just moving back to center. And coming down left ear to left shoulder. And then exhaling, rolling forward. Inhaling, rolling backwards or moving upwards. Going at your own pace of breathing. And then coming back to center. And now we're going to be moving on to some balance postures. So if you'd like to get next to a wall for support, that's perfectly fine. We will begin by placing 98% of our weight on our left foot and 2% on our right toe. And then bringing our hands out into a T position for balance. Just gently lifting that right leg out to the side. The leg is straight. The foot is flexed. And you're breathing. And noticing, where do you feel this particular stretch? Perhaps the left foot, the left leg. Holding a few more seconds. And then slowly lowering the hands and then lowering the leg back into our mountain pose as we breathe. And now moving on to the other side, 98% of your weight on the right foot, 2% on the left toe, bringing our hands out to a T position, and then just extending that left leg. Doesn't need to be very high from the floor in order for you to feel this pose. The leg is straight. The foot is flexed. And you're breathing. Holding. And then slowly lowering the hands, lowering the leg back into mountain pose. And you're breathing. Now we'll be moving into a spinal twist. So, beginning with your hands on your hip, and your hands on your hips is only to remind you to keep your hips facing forward. The hips will not be engaged in this stretch. So begin by taking a nice deep breath in, and on an exhale, just twisting towards the left. And finding a particular spot on the wall. Noticing how far you've been able to twist in this position. And now taking a nice deep breath in. And if you can, just twisting a little bit further. Noticing if your eyes now are fixed on a spot more towards the back of the wall. Then taking another deep breath in, and on an exhale, moving one more time, if you can, just honoring your own boundaries. not going beyond them. Holding. And then slowly coming back to center. And now moving to the other side. Hands are still on the hips, making sure that the hips continue to face forward. And taking a nice deep breath in. And then gently twist to the right. The chest is lifted. And you're breathing. And then if you'd like to, taking another deep breath in, and then twisting a little further, breathing into the stretch. And then taking one more deep breath in, if you'd like, and twisting a little bit further, if you can. And if you can't, that's okay too. And then gently coming back to center. We will be doing some back stretches now. So if your hands do not touch the ground, you may want to grab a little stool or something so that your hands will be able to land on a surface. We'll begin by placing our chin on our chest, and then we're gently going to roll one vertebra at a time, beginning from the cervical spine, rolling down towards the floor or to whatever surface you've chosen. Your arms are straight, your palms are facing each other, and they're heading towards the floor. And then once they've landed on that surface, staying in this position and breathing, noticing where you feel the stretch in your body. And then, while we're in this position, if you'd like, taking your left arm and extending it outwards, opening up the chest and looking up at that extended arm. Your arm may only go out as far as the wall, or it may reach up towards the ceiling. Just honoring wherever your arm reaches. As we stay in this twisted pose for a few more seconds, breathing. And then slowly lowering the hand back to making contact with that surface that you've chosen. And then when you're ready, lifting up the right arm out towards the side, letting it rise as high as it will come. And looking up at that hand, that right hand, as you're breathing. Noticing the spinal twist on this side of the body. Holding. breathing, aware of how your body feels in this moment. And now gently lowering the right hand back down to the surface you've chosen. And then slowly rolling yourself up one vertebra at a time, back up to mountain pose. Moving on now to chair pose. So in this position, we will be standing with our feet together, our knees together, our arms out in front of us, and then beginning by gently bending our knees. You may want to look down at your knees and making sure that your knees do not go past your toes. And then when you're ready, palms facing each other, lifting them up towards your ears. And you're holding in this pose. And you're breathing. Looking up, if you'd like, between the palms. Holding. Maybe noticing any trembling. It's okay to tremble. Just noticing. What's going on in your body as you do this stretch? And then when you're ready, straightening your knees, bringing your arms down back into standing mountain pose. Now we'll be doing the tree pose. So begin by placing 98% of your weight on the left foot, 2% on the right toe. And then bringing your right foot to meet your left calf, or if you'd like, using your hand to help your foot move up into your left inner thigh, and then bringing your arms out to a T for balance, and then if you'd like, bringing your hands to prayer pose, and then bringing them up if you can, and holding. You are not placing your foot on your knee. You can place it on your calf or your inner thigh, but avoiding placing pressure on the knee. And then slowly lowering your arms and lowering the leg back into our standing mountain pose. And noticing how your body feels as a result of having done that stretch. And now, placing 98% of your weight on the right foot and 2% on the left toe. And then bringing that left foot up to the right calf, or using your hand to bring that left foot up against the inner thigh, bringing your arms out, and then coming into prayer pose, and then bringing your hands up over your head as you breathe. Now you may fall out of this pose a few times, and that's okay. just coming back. And then slowly lowering your hands, lowering your foot, and standing in our mountain pose, breathing. And now we will be moving down onto our mat and starting in a sitting position, moving into cobbler pose. So, the bottoms of our feet are touching each other. Our knees are out. And bringing our hands, wrapping our hands around our toes, and then opening up our toes just like a book. And noticing how when we do that, how the knees come closer to the floor. And then, taking a nice deep breath in, and on an exhale, leaning forward. The spine is straight. You're looking out and you're breathing. Just holding. You may want to put some extra padding under your feet. You may want to place your elbows on your inner thighs for a little extra stretch. And now while we're here, we're going to curve the back downward. And we're going to bring our arms in front of us. And we're going to walk our fingers out as far as they can come, noticing how your head comes closer and closer to your feet. You're holding and breathing. Where do you feel it in your body in this moment? And now slowly walking your fingers back up to a sitting posture and breathing. And now extending both legs out. And then drawing our left foot in to meet the inner thigh of our right leg. Our right foot is flexed. And then we're going to bring our arms out to a T position once more. And then up into an L, lifting towards the ceiling. And then we're going to lean forward towards that extended right leg. Now you may notice that your hands are able to touch the lower leg. Your hands may end up touching the right foot. Wherever your hands lie is not important. It's knowing how your body feels in this stretch. And then when you're ready, rolling yourself back up to a sitting posture and then extending that left leg out and then flexing and pointing the toes. And then coming back to this flexed position of the feet. And then drawing in the right leg, the foot against the inner thigh of the left leg. Bringing our arms out into a T position once more. And then up towards the sky into the L position. And then leaning forward and heading towards that flexed left foot. Head is coming closer to the knee, and you're breathing. Where do you feel this particular stretch in your body in this moment? And then rolling yourself back up to your sitting posture. And now extending both legs out. And now we're going to do both legs at the same time. So arms out into a T, up into an L, and then heading towards those flexed feet. You may want to clasp your hands behind your feet if that is possible. Holding here a few more seconds. And then rolling yourself back up to your sitting posture. And then when you're ready, rolling back down into corpse pose, lying on your back. The mind is completely alert. The feet are falling away from each other. The arms are at your sides with the palms facing upward to the ceiling, if that is comfortable for you. And your eyes can be gently closed. Mindfully moving your attention through the body, from the head to the tips of the toes. Aware of the effects of having finished this mindful standing yoga routine. Noticing sensations. Feeling the breath as it moves into the body, bringing with it freshness, openness, and spaciousness. And as the breath moves out of the body, taking with it any tension, tightness, or fatigue. Being aware of things as they are in this relaxed state of awareness and stillness. Feeling your body in its entirety. Experiencing sensations and feelings in your body as pure sensations. Simple awareness. And as this session ends, congratulating yourself for taking the time to nourish yourself in this way. And to develop a deeper appreciation for the fullness and depth of each moment. This is the end of your standing yoga meditation.